Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 52. South winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows around 36. Tonight, clear skies. 67 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we wrap up another year for 2022, the Kansas Turnpike Authority is doing a year-end review as well and has reported that for the year they have slashed their debt as well as raising their approval among Kansans that use the turnpike across the state. As WIBW reports that this week they have released their fiscal year 2022 annual report and customer satisfaction survey showing the organization increasing their revenue by $52.2 million and decreasing long-term debt by $14.5 million overall. At the same time, the customer survey show that 97% of respondents recommend utilizing the KTAG program and support the expansion programs that have been ongoing with the KTA.
One of the things that our staff is very proud of is the service that we provide, and seeing results from the customer satisfaction survey helps us, you know, better understand that the work that the team is doing is, you know, appreciated and recognized.
Mid-America Network News.
We want to see you.
Leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? Now is the time to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia Forte, K5, Soul, Sportage, or Telluride from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice, or choose from our large selection of used vehicles. Fall in love with our fair pricing and fall in love with the industry-leading Kia 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The Kansas University Cancer Center has received a comprehensive designation status from the National Cancer Institute. As they say, it is considered the gold standard for cancer centers and the highest recognition to be awarded from the NCI. WIBW reports that Governor Laura Kelly celebrated the achievement with the center by proclaiming September to be, quote, Comprehensive Cancer Centers Awareness Month.
The survival data in the last 10 years have actually improved for the cancer patient, but it's still not good enough. We still have a lot of work to do. And even with those improvements, there are areas, pockets in the country that don't get the same level of care. So what part of our mission is to make sure that we all get the same level of care. So it doesn't really, it's not your zip code that determines how well you do with your cancer care. It really is this large community that's responsible for lifting us all up.
That was Dr. Gary Doolittle, the medical director for the Masonic Cancer Alliance on WIBW. But they say their goal is to one day lead more advanced technology and techniques in the medical field to battle cancer.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln has reported that the leading economic indicator fell for the month of October, according to the most recent report, as it is designed to predict economic activity over the last 6 months, and they say it dropped at near 0.12%. According to economist Eric Thompson, with the director of Bureau of Business Research, they say there are six components of Nebraska's leading economic indicator that include business expectations, building permits, airline passenger counts, initial claims for unemployment insurance, the value of the U.S. dollar, and manufacturing hours that are worked. They say four of those components in the leading indicator worsened for the month of October, including a drop in building permits for single-family homes, higher interest rates, a rise in unemployment insurance, and a rise in the value of the U.S. dollar. At the same time, with the 0.12% drop in the economy for the state of Nebraska, the outlook going into 2023 says that the state's economic growth is expected to be relatively stagnant. Mid-America Network News.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. First-degree murder charges were filed Monday in Marshall County District Court against a Marysville man, 66-year-old Gerald Brown, who allegedly killed his wife early Thanksgiving morning last Thursday. He was taken into custody after authorities responded to a 911 call at 1070 Granite Road north of Marysville, where 57-year-old Jennifer Brown was found dead with gunshot wounds. Marshall County Attorney Brad Lippert filed first-degree murder charges, and Gerald Brown made his first appearance in court with a preliminary hearing set for December 12th. He remains in custody in the Marshall County Jail on $1 million bond. A standoff Tuesday night in Beatrice was reported when authorities answered a mental distress call to a residence in the 400 block of North 17th Street, where an unidentified man had barricaded himself inside and challenged officers. He ruptured a gas line, which was then cut off, and later was shooting fireworks inside the house, which caught fire. That was later extinguished as a SWAT team took the man into custody. Marysville City Council Monday evening considered comments from a recent street committee meeting discussing developments on 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Consensus after discussion was to request an RFP from engineers as to options for concrete or asphalt surface, and the designs would be proposed for various project components. That motion passed on a 5-1 vote. The annual Frankfort Giving Day Tuesday netted over $100,000 in contributions, combined with $43,000 in matching funds and mail-in totals to be added. The net total will likely top $150,000 toward the annual effort. The annual Christmas opening is Saturday in Marysville with a squirrely Marysville Christmas. Activities begin as early as 8 a.m. Participating local Chamber of Commerce businesses will offer $25 in chamber bucks for those who find meandering black squirrels inside five of those businesses. Museums will be open. The Christmas parade downtown begins at 11 a.m. A free movie at the Astro 3 Theater, Tom and Jerry, will show at 3 p.m. Frankfort Community Christmas Festival is Saturday. The annual Festival of Trees, a benefit for the ambulance service, will be on display from 9 until 3. Bids will be accepted. Santa arrives at 10:30 and will greet youngsters until noon. As well, our annual Sippin' Shop runs 4 until 8 p.m. Saturday in Frankfort. Waterville will host Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday. Rides on the Central Branch Railroad beginning at 3. Santa arrives at 5. And the lights will be turned on the Christmas trees at 7 p.m. 42nd Annual Santa's Gifts and Goodies Craft Show is Saturday in the Old School Gym in Washington from 8:30 until 2. Marshall County Tree of Light Ceremony is planned Saturday in Marysville at the United Methodist Church at 1:30. Celebrate, honor, and remember loved ones that have passed with a ceremony. Honor the lighting of the candle with the reading of their name. The Annual Tree of Light Ceremony. Marshall County Community Choir Christmas Cantata is Sunday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. And Palmer's Christmas on Sunday begins at 5 p.m. with a soup supper and a countdown before Santa Claus arrives at 5:30. Linda D. Slifer, age 71, of Frankfurt, passed away November 22nd. A funeral service will be held at a later date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfurt in charge of arrangements for Linda Slifer. Rebecca K. Panbacker, age 82, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Memorial service will be held at a later date with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rebecca Panbacker. Lawrence A. Herz, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, December 2nd at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Thursday, December 1st, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will receive visitors 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Herz. Darlene M. Stalder, age 90, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, interment 4 Mile Cemetery south of Humboldt. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Stalder.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as high pressure works on off to the east and a warm frontal boundary works up from the southwest, temperatures trending milder over the next couple of days through the end of your work week, but then trending colder once again into your weekend as a cold frontal boundary works in from the northwest by Friday night. First for this afternoon, expecting our high temperatures to work up into the lower 50s, along with some gusty south winds kicking up to 15 to 25 miles per hour. Then for tonight, under clear skies, overnight lows dropping back into the upper 30s, and even milder temperatures expected on Friday with lower 60s for high temperatures, but once again another breezy day in store. Then as that cold frontal boundary works on through for Friday night, not expecting any precipitation with this frontal boundary, but it will drop those temperatures back below average. Looking ahead to Saturday, we're back to the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early December 48, record high on this date 75, the average low 26 and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning at 7:28, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Humidifiers and vaporizers aren't the only way to battle dry indoor air. Some time-tested low-tech strategies may be all you need. A few suggestions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 1st, the 335th day of the year. Bette Midler is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1955, Rosa Parks became a civil rights hero by refusing to give up her seat on a bus. Dry indoor air can make life pretty uncomfortable this time of year. Here's a few low-tech ways to cure it. Air dry your laundry, string a line indoors, or invest in a drying rack. Consider some houseplants. Plants emit moisture, and a few Boston ferns could make a noticeable difference. Place a pan or dish of water near heat sources and let evaporation moisten the air. And when you take a bath or shower, go easy with a ventilation fan. Let some of that steam back into your living areas. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new as all of last year's Christmas ornaments are 75% off. Shop Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action last night as the Kansas State Wildcats finally broke their winning streak for the season, sitting 6-1 now after losing to the Butler Bulldogs 64-76. Wildcats had a full week off after coming off their Cayman Island Classic last week as they won over LSU in the final game 61-59. The loss did drop the Wildcats slightly in the Big 12 Conference, sitting number 4 now without any conference play yet, but sitting 6-1 in overall play. The Jayhawks are sitting number 2 in the Big 12 Conference. The next game for Kansas State is back at home as they take on the Wichita State Shockers. That game coming up on Saturday with tip-off at 8 p.m. The Shockers have been struggling this season with their last game on Tuesday as they lost to Missouri 88-84. They're sitting in the middle of the pack right now of the American Athletic Conference with an overall record of 4-3. College basketball back in action tonight as the Jayhawks are in action against Seton Hall. They're at home with tip-off at 8 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas Jayhawk football season may be over, but the Wildcats are set for the Big 12 championship coming up this Saturday as they say they're ready to take on the 12-0 TCU Horned Frogs, as that makes the 9-3 Wildcats come into the game as the underdogs.
They know they've been doubted quite a bit this year. Our guys have really risen up, especially when people have doubted them. They've risen to the top. We have to find ways to finish plays, finish drives, get off the field on defense. That's the biggest thing that I think that disappointed us, is we couldn't get off the field on defense. Thus, our offense just never had the ball much in that second half.
That was head coach Chris Kleinman on WIBW as he reflects on the last time they played the Horned Frogs, where they came back from 11-point deficit in the second half to win the game. But running back at Deuce Vaughn says the Wildcats are tough and they're ready for the challenge.
You're not going to see a whole bunch of guys that were heavily recruited out of high school on this football team. That's going to be a lot of guys that had to claw, scratch, and try and get their way into this spot.
Mid-America Network Sports.
A handful of area high school basketball teams tip off play Thursday, with Marysville hosting Hiawatha. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights is at Riley County, Dillard-Odell at Pawnee City. Marysville travels to Sabetha Friday, again live on KNDY. And the balance of the area teams tip off the season with Frankfort at Pawnee City, Axtell at Donovan West, Washington County at Lynn, Centralia at Nemaha Central, Dillard-Odell home to HTRS, and Southern will host Palmyra. As area teams tip off, the Twin Valley League promises another exciting season, as Jeff Wirtz with the TVL Spotlight comments.
It's still going to be the Centralia girls and the Hanover girls to lose, and D West. But a team that can be a lot better than they were last year is Valley Heights. The boys, the fellas, they can step up this year. I can tell you for sure it's going to be another year for Lynn. Axtell always plays right in the middle of the field, and Washington County is always hanging around. I'm 100% pure in telling you this. I have no idea what's going to go on in TBL basketball. You know who to expect. I mean, you know what teams to expect. There's always a team that surprises you by how good they are.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Gardeners love to capture the beauty of their garden in photographs to enjoy throughout the year and over time. We also like to capture other gardeners' ideas that inspire us and can be adapted to our own landscapes. But truly capturing the essence and beauty of a garden can be tricky. Photographer Saxon Holt shared helpful tips in his blog, Seeing the Native Plant Garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Saxon talks about the challenges of capturing the essence of the native landscape, but his suggestions work equally well when designing or photographing any garden. Look for or include pathways that lead your eye through the garden. Benches provide a focal point. As gardeners, we seldom sit upon the bench, but provide them for visitors to view our gardens. He likes to shoot from behind the bench to capture the view the gardener wanted to share. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When Japan surrendered to the U.S., Americans rejoiced to know that the conflict was coming to an end. Buried in the news that very same day was one of the most sobering stories of the war. It was the story of a ship that was missing. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, improving on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan. Green plants in a healthy land use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When the USS Indianapolis was sunk just after midnight on July 30, 1945, Paul Murphy was one of the men who survived. With no food or water, and with sharks circling their position, the men bobbed in the water, hoping someone would see them.
At about noon on that fourth day, we saw an airplane coming from the horizon. He was making a circle. He was following oil slick that he saw in the water.
The pilot dove to about 1,000 feet off the water and saw many heads bobbing in the water. A seaplane was dispatched to the region. The survivors were scattered over a 25-mile area. Five ships were eventually sent to help pull survivors out of the water.
And they put us in wire baskets and hauled us up to the main deck.
The crew of the ship gave the survivors fresh clothes and gave up their bunks. One sailor stood by each man to take care of his needs. It was the largest loss of life at sea in U.S. naval history, and few people knew of it.
On August the 6th, the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. That was the bomb components that we carried over to the island of Tinian. And on August the 15th, back in the United States, headlines read, Japanese unconditionally surrender, and in small print at the bottom of the first page, first time that anybody knew the Indianapolis had been sunk.
Only about a quarter of the men aboard the Indianapolis survived the ordeal.
1,197 men were given Purple Hearts. 880 men lost their lives. 317 survived.
Paul Murphy passed in 2016. He had served as the president of the Survivors Organization and shared his story with others to keep the story alive for all who serve. Traveling the countryside, Broomfield, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction including vehicles, tractors, power tools, and miscellaneous for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust Saturday, December 3rd, sale begins at 10 a.m., half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road at the Herkimer Corner. Vehicles sell at noon and include a 27 Chevy fire truck. It runs 30,000 miles, 2002 Ford Ranger four-wheel drive extended cab pickup, 78 Ford F-250 custom pickup, 59 Ford Ranch wagon, two Lincoln cars, a Kawasaki side-by-side 4x4, Kawasaki four-wheeler needs work. Tractors include a New Holland T2320 tractor with loader, John Deere 2210 diesel with loader, also selling a high wheel wagon with spring seat, power tools, and miscellaneous. This auction for the Lawrence Tony Star Trust Saturday, December 3rd, begins at 10 a.m., half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road at the Herkimer Corner. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Snow removal on an acreage can be challenging. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The equipment you'd need usually involves tractors and blades, so it's important to take extra safety precautions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The tractor is a very handy piece of machinery to have when clearing snow in the wintertime, and pushing it around with a blade is very efficient. But snow also adds another dimension of risk in terms of operation. Mark Hanna is an extension ag engineer at Iowa State University. He says a tractor that's being used for snow removal must have a rollover protection system.
It's relatively common that the tractor is not going to be on a level roadway, but something maybe kind of on a side slope. Maybe you're pushing the snow around, kind of get off on the edge of an embankment. You don't know where the edge of that embankment is a lot of times, too. It's just like tall weeds in the summertime and tractor overturn hazards. You can end up with the same type of situation with loose snow.
Stay clear of obstacles like stumps and rocks that are close to the embankment. Surfaces can be slick, adding to the instability. Hannah says even though you'll be driving the tractor slower than usual, it can still skid off the road if it hits a patch of ice. Quite often when we have to fight the cold and snow, we rush, and this can make the task even more dangerous.
If you've got a front-end loader and you're doing any maintenance around it, certainly make sure that you've got it mechanically blocked up. Don't rely on the hydraulics if you get underneath it, that type of thing. And then on the blower, just like small snow blowers, you want to make sure you stop the power to the blower and disengage the power to the blower and probably stop the engine before attempting to clean anything out of the discharge area.
Visibility is another issue, especially if you'll be out while it's still snowing. Be sure all the lights on the tractor are working so other vehicles in the area can see you. Find more tips for snow removal safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. for the life well remembered. Cornerstone Credit works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Christmas season is upon us, and the Marshall County Community Choir would like to invite you to their annual Christmas cantata on December 4th at 1:30 p.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. The choir will present "A Weary World Rejoices" by Joseph M. Martin. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will also perform. Please join us on December 4th at 1:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Merry Christmas!
When I buckle my seatbelt when I get in the car, I trust that I'm going to be safe and secure for the drive ahead. Not only is it the law, it's also the safe thing to do. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. We all long to be safe and secure. In fact, it's critical to our survival. Well, the same thing is true about your financial security. But if you're constantly worried you don't have enough, you can slip into this scarcity mindset, and it makes you want more and more and more for yourself. The question I like to ask is, how much do I really need? What's my enough to take care of myself, my family, my church and community, now and in the future? And I also want to be able to give back to others. When you ask God for guidance on how to use the resources He has provided you, your answer will allow you to live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Riverside Market in Blue Rapids has more than you'd expect. A full-service deli and bakery with lunch specials, Call Hall ice cream, a coffee bar, a meat counter stocked with locally raised and processed beef, weekly sales, and let's not forget the beautiful flowers available all year long. Shop local, support local. Give them a like on Facebook to keep up with everything coming in all year long. That's the Riverside Market along the highway in Blue Rapids. It's more than just a market.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Climate change makes it harder to respond when disaster strikes. That's next on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Disaster response is always challenging, and climate change only makes it more so. Giorgia Pergolini works in Rome, Italy, with the United Nations World Food Program.
Climate change is a risk multiplier, meaning that it exacerbates situations that are already vulnerable. So if there's a conflict or a famine or anything that is already impacting a country, climate change will make it worse.
Climate change has increased the frequency and intensity of things like hurricanes and flooding. Pergolini says it's also behind less obvious problems.
Also, this slow onset events. So we're talking about sea level rise, soil degradation. That also is breaking down our food systems. So we're being attacked from two fronts here, and that's where we need to jump in and help the people.
Pergolini says the World Food Program impacted 12 million persons in 37 countries last year.
Which is nothing compared to the number of people that is suffering today, that is impacted by the consequences of climate change. But if we do our small parts, and then you do your small parts, we all are part of a bigger puzzle and we can make the difference.
Pergolini spoke at the recent UN Climate Change Conference in Egypt. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The greatest investment a company can make is their employees. To kick off Landall's 60th year in business, they've implemented a wage increase of $1.25 per hour. Landall offers stable, permanent, full, and part-time employment with many occupation paths to choose from. Competitive wages, career advancement, and a wide range of benefits that include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, longevity, profit sharing, and Christmas bonus, paid time off, holidays, as well as comprehensive health insurance, $500 deductible, with vision, dental, company-paid life, short-term, long-term disability insurance, 401k with company contribution, a safety glass and footwear allowance and fuel allowance, plus weekly paychecks. Check out the many opportunities available online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 to apply. Help make their 60th year the best one yet. an equal opportunity employer. Vets and Disabilities, welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Thursday, December the 1st. Dairy farmers have a few days left to enroll in the 2023 Dairy Margin Coverage Program for the USDA. The enrollment deadline for the 2023 program is December the 9th. Chris Gallen of the National Milk Producers Federation says the program is a valuable risk management tool for dairy farmers.
This year has proven again the wisdom of having a government program that looks at not just milk prices, but margins. That's because this year we saw record high milk prices, particularly in the summer. But at the same time, input costs chased those milk prices just as high. And as a result, as we've headed into the fall this year, we actually had two payments generated so far. And it's possible that we'll get some additional ones this year, even though we've had a really good year economically for most dairy farmers. So input costs remain a concern. It's going to be an issue heading into 2023. And so that's why we're reminding people that now's the time to do so and to make certain that you're covered.
Galen calls DMC a cost-effective and affordable program for dairy farmers.
And last year, they received more than $1 billion in payments. So far this year, the coverage level is about the same, a little bit less. And the overall payments have been less because conditions have been much better. But still, most operations have received on average about $5,000, enough to cover the cost of your premiums, even for the highest level of coverage. So this is meant to be a program that offers cost-effective and affordable coverage, certainly up to your first 5 million pounds of production.
For larger operations producing more than 5 million pounds of milk per year, those farmers can use the DMC and other programs, including the Livestock Gross Margin Program and the Dairy Revenue Protection Program. The USDA also offers supplemental coverage through DMC. And that's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
If you have extremes of wet and dry weather, you'll have problems with moldy feed corn. Keep an eye on it so your animals don't get sick. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
This year's weather was too wet in some areas and too dry in others. Both extremes increase the risk of feed corn becoming moldy, which increases the risk of mycotoxin formation. This causes health problems in animals that ingest it. High levels of toxin can interfere with the immune system, cause liver damage, and affect hormonal changes. Mike Hutchins is a retired dairy specialist at the University of Illinois. He says there are four common mycotoxins found in corn.
If you have a lot of wet conditions and cool, then vomitoxin or D-O-N, DON, they call it, can come into play. Another one that would fall in the category would be what they call the T2 toxins, and then the third one would be the zearalenone. Now, aflatoxin is basically drought-stressed corn, hot conditions, and usually the corn maybe has a small amount of insect damage or challenge to it.
Corn should be dried to less than 15% moisture and properly cooled and stored to resist mold and mycotoxins. The corn should look wholesome without patches of white or black molds. If you're not sure about the condition of the feed, keep an eye on your animals after they've eaten it.
Watch two things. Watch dry matter intake and then watch any fecal changes in the animal. And that may give you a pretty good early warning then that the animal is telling you that something is not digesting properly in that corn.
You could dilute it with clean corn and only allow well-conditioned animals access to it. Adding a mycotoxin binder made from yeast or clay might prevent the toxin from being absorbed. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mold and mycotoxins in feed corn at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, December the 1st, and it looks like that we're mixed in cattle. We're lower in grains. Grains under pressure with slow exports and some profit taking on this Thursday. Here's what we're looking at right now in the markets. We've got corn for December right now at 653. That's down 9. March corn at 659.5. That's down 7.25. Kansas City wheat for December at 906.5. That's down 6.75. Kansas City wheat for March at 889.75. That's down 10. Oats for December, 378.5. That's down 15. Oats for March at 378.5. That's down 7.25. Taking a look at soybeans for January, 1427.25 right now. That's down 42.25. Soybeans for March at 1433.75. That's down 41.75. Live cattle for December, 153.02. That's down a nickel. Live cattle for February, 155.25. That's down 42.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, right now, 180.95. That's up 47.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, also up 47.5 cents at 183.92 right now. Taking a look at crude oil for January, 81.87 is your current price. It's up $1.32. Crude oil for February, 81.84. That's up $1.18 currently. Gold for December, having a big day today, 1801.90 right now. That's up $55.90. Gold for February, also up $55.50 at 1815.30. Silver for December, 22.64 is your current price. That's up $1.09. Silver for March at 22.86.5. That's up $1.08 currently. Markets look like this today. You've got some situations happening with the markets. Although they've made a turnaround today, the Dow down 171, S&P up now 3, NASDAQ up 26.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? Now is the time to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia Forte, K5, Soul, Sportage, or Telluride from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice, or choose from our large selection of used vehicles. Fall in love with our fair pricing and fall in love with the industry-leading Kia 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model custom edition. It's $1,500 off list. They have a 2018 Silverado 3500 HD one-ton dually work truck, Duramax diesel four-door, four-wheel drive, and a 2017 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition at the Nordis Motor Company.
This last February, Richard Linton became Kansas State University's 15th president, and it seems to be great news for Kansas agriculture. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. In a conversation on the vision for Kansas State University, the College of Ag, and Research and Extension, K-State President Richard Linton and College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton emphasized the university's prioritization of the land-grant mission.
Even though there are a number of ag schools that continue to focus on the original land-grant mission, we in particular take that very, very seriously. We have an obligation to stakeholders to address things that are important to the state and the region, and I'm not sure that continues to be captured at all land-grant universities. So I'm very, very proud of Kansas State for really holding that original land-grant mission.
Yeah, Dean Minton, I would follow up and say that I would agree. I've been now at five different land-grant institutions, and I think what I've seen in the first few months that I've been here is the connection between our stakeholders and our communities in the state is much stronger than at other land-grant institutions that I've had. I'm super proud of what I'm seeing in the state relative to research and extension connections.
Linton and Minton addressed the issues impacting the region and K-State's obligation.
Land-grant universities have a particular charge to help solve global hunger, and as a globally engaged institution, we have a particular responsibility to really address global food needs, sustainability, and resilience among food-producing countries to help ensure food security globally.
A few other things I think that are important, certainly water resource management, not only nationally and globally, but especially here in Kansas, is a big and important issue. Labor, I think the industry would say, is maybe their number one issue and challenge. And I think, too, as a part of the land grant, is our specific relevance and impact. I think there's not enough people that truly understand where our food comes from. And I think it's important that we educate consumers about all of the great work that we do to ultimately fulfill their dinner table.
President Linton goes on to highlight the mutual optimism for his presidency.
You know, in Kansas and at Kansas State, it's all about the importance of making lives of people in Kansas better. And as other institutions move more towards, you know, the R1 university or better rankings, I wanted to come to a place that cared about our people first. I think they are excited that there is a president that comes with a lot of land grant experience and someone that comes with a background of agriculture and food systems. So I think maybe there is a confidence at a higher level than there's been for many, many years because we just haven't had that expertise in the president's office. I think the timing is right. I think the opportunities for agriculture is right now, today, and I think it's a perfect marriage. I feel good about where I'm placed as a president, and I think the university and the College of Agriculture should feel very, very good.
That was K-State President Richard Linton and College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton discussing the original land-grant mission of Kansas State University and President Linton's role in that. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.